Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 19th of December 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, on 3.670 MHz by Dale VK7DG, on 7.140 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, on 14.130 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, and on 28.525 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RTC in southern VK7. VK7 News. Hillcrest Primary School Tragedy. The VK7 amateur radio community extends their condolences and sympathy to the family and the school community following the tragic death of 5 students and injuries sustained by other students. We will now observe 1 minute silence to remember these students. Thank you. If you are struggling to come to terms with these events and need help, then there are contact details for organisations on the email edition of this broadcast. VK7 News. Dawning of a new era of cooperation. A fortnight ago saw the culmination of some work that had been bubbling away between NTARC and REST over the last couple of months. An assignment document was signed by all parties to transfer the agreement for the use of the repeater site on Mount Wellington from NTARC to REST. This will eventually see a 2-metre repeater block at Mount Wellington, along with a north-south link and other facilities. There is a lot of planning work and licence changes that have to be worked through prior to this happening. The REST and NTARC committees have been working together to bring this about, and it heralds a new era of north-south cooperation. There will be more about this in future broadcasts and club newsletters. So stay tuned to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and that's 73 from the REST and NTARC committees. VK7 AR News 2022 broadcast roster available. For our VK7 amateur radio news team who put together, read and rebroadcast each week, there is a new 2022 roster available in the files area of the group.io group. If you have trouble accessing them, then please let me know and I can email or post you a copy. And that 73 is from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. And now over to QSL News. Report from Herman of VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 13th of December is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Herman would like to thank all amateurs who have supported him in providing information and distributing QSL cards throughout the state during the year, and he wishes everyone a safe and happy and festive season. That's 73 Sam Herman, a VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now news from the north, SOTA and the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits of the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 some Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last Friday saw another huge attendance at our last coffee session for the year. Great to see so many turn up and enjoy the company. Great food and, for many, numerous cups of tea and coffee. The urn was topped up a couple of times and the food was a good assortment of cakes, rum balls, yes, definitely rum balls, and a very nice they were. Cheese, plates of dip, as well as that favourite of many, sausage rolls for all to enjoy. Many ventures into the main hall once again to pick over items needing new homes. He may have wanted to join them, but the treasurer was kept busy receiving 2022 membership fees and of course accepting the donations from those who had been out in the main hall and found that item of absolutely must-have treasure. It's been really pleasing to see so many members renewing before the end of the year. In case you have forgotten, your 2021 membership fees expire on the 31st of December. 2021 has been an interesting year for many people, and with COVID-19 and other health issues for a number of members. I'm sure many of us cannot wait to see 2022 roll in and hopefully be a better year for all. As this week's news is the last till the main man in red arrives, this is our final opportunity to wish everyone a merry and safe Christmas. For those of us travelling over this period, please take it easy and obey all speed limits, as those men in blue are busy at this time of the year. The other thing to remember is not to drive while using your mobile phone. That call can surely wait until the next stop. Enjoy your Christmas feast and family and friends. We now hand over to Idris to provide a report on NTARC's end of year dinner held on Wednesday the 15th of December. NTARC held its end of year club dinner at the Mowbray Hotel in Launceston. This venue had been recently renovated and close to attention had been paid to the room acoustics. The result was very pleasing. Conversations were a lot easier than some other venues we had attended, making for a very relaxing evening. By the time everyone had arrived, we had a record of 37 diners sitting down for the meal. Numbers were swelled with club members we hadn't seen for a while and family members we were delighted to meet for the first time. Our orders were taken by the very efficient and friendly staff, and after initial drinks and chats, our food arrived. And what a magnificent fare. Delicious food and plenty of it. Such was the size of the servings that John, VK7JFD, only needed one helping of his favourite lamb shanks, hi-hi. Prices were very reasonable and an economical seniors menu was available, highly recommended by Ebenezer, VK7AT. Lots of room for circulating around the tables for chatting to as many people as possible. Everyone commented on the quality of the food and the service from the hard-working staff, and evening enjoyed by all. That's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. Thanks, Idris. Happy all went well for all the look and looks like a venue to be used again for further social nights. Sadly, I was unable to attend as the OM arrived home from the mainland, but not nearly early enough for us to join the function. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet. Wednesday, the 22nd of December, Testnet CW course on 3580, from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and at TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be again Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Future events. For 2022, January General Meeting, Saturday the 8th of January 2022. Meeting commenced at 1400 hours. Afternoon tea will follow. Club Tech Night, Wednesday the 12th of January, held at the Intark Club Rooms, 19:30 hours till whenever. Testnet and Technet, Wednesday the 19th of January, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7pm to 7:30pm, and Technet on 3567 from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will be again Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 9th of February 2022 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely, commencing at 19:30 hours. Please note that your convenience nomination forms will be available from the NTARC Club Rooms from Friday the 7th of January 2022, our first day of opening for the coming year. Members are reminded that it will need to be 2022 financial to be able to vote at the annual general meeting, and before they can be nominated or nominate a second or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting. I will be writing to all NTARC coordinators soon requesting they start to think about their yearly report. Thank you for those that have already forwarded their report. Very much appreciated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting. More information on this matter in January. Coffee mornings. Currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10am to 12 noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation to all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two, even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Christmas and New Year closure. The last day of the club will be open in 2021 for coffee mornings will be Friday the 17th of December. We reopen on Friday the 7th of January 2022. This gives all members and especially the team that set up each week some downtime to celebrate with family and friends. Plenty of warning on this on folks, so please note in your diaries. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items or news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will greatly be appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. And now news from the South, Radio Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Beacon News. Please note that following the recent electrical storm activities in the South, the VK7RST GPS disciplined digital beacons on 6, 2 and 70 centimetres are off the air until further notice. We'll let you know once they have been restored. And that's 73 from Justin of VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Reese Christmas BYO Barbecues. Reese held its two Christmas BYO barbecues last Wednesday with a great roll up to both. The weather was spectacular and we saw everyone gathering outside and enjoying the sunshine for the lunchtime group and cooling evening for the afternoon group. Thanks to all who came along, and that's 73 from the Reese Committee. Reese Open Day. Do you have an interest in electronics, radio or technology? Come learn and have fun. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or REAST, will be holding a public open day on Sunday, the January 30th, 2022, from 11am to 3pm at the top of the Queen's Domain. Amateur radio, or ham radio as it's commonly referred to, is a popular hobby and service that brings people, electronics and communication together. People use ham radio to talk across town, around the world, or even into space, all without the internet or cell phones. It's fun, social, educational, and can be a lifeline during times of need. There'll be lots going on and around the Reese Club Rooms, and we will have lots of different activities for everyone. Learn how to become a radio amateur. Reese runs regular courses up on the Queen's Domain. We'll have displays from the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, Amateur Radio Contests, Jamboree on the Air and Scouts Australia in Amateur Radio, Wise and Taz South, Emergency and Portable Communications, Community Communications, Microwave and Moon Bounce, ADSB and Aircraft Tracking, Outdoor Summits and Silos on the Air, Optical and Morse Code Communications, Digital Amateur Television, Amateur Radio Training and Assessments, Tasmanian Maritime Radio Museum and operation, and much more. There will be many other general displays and interesting and fascinating things that amateurs get up to, as well as the sausage sizzle with onion. Coffee and cakes are available on the day. Who could pass up an opportunity such as that? Please share this event with your friends, family, and anyone who would be interested in learning about all things electronic, technology, and radio. The day runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, and that's 73 from the Reese Committee. Training and assessment. Reese Next Foundation License Course and All License Assessment Day is on Saturday, the 25th of January 2022, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you will be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or email, which is assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out our Reist Foundation licence training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training Assessment playlist. Check out the Reese Facebook page and events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We get back underway this Wednesday night, the 22nd of December, from 7:30 p.m. with a special Christmas edition. We'll be featuring more on the Nano VNA and Time Domain Reflectory and latest Low Key magazine and some Christmas treats. A reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So, if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin at VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Space News. ISS SSTV in late December. The ARISS team will be supporting a slow scan TV operations from the International Space Station during the period of December 26 to 31. The images will be relayed to Lunar Exploration. The transmission should be available worldwide on 145.800 MHz FM and the planned SSTV mode is PD120. Planned start and stop times are currently listed as start December 26 at about 18:25 GMT and stop December 31 at about 17:05 GMT. The signal should be receivable even on a handheld with a quarter wave whip. If your rig is selectable FM filters, try the wider filter for 25 kHz channel spacing. Check the ARISS SSTV blog for the latest information. The signal from the ISS should be receivable outdoors on a handheld with a quarter wave whip, although tracking the ISS with a small handheld beam will give better results. If your rig has selectable FM filters, try the wider filter of 25 MHz channel spacing. You can get the predictions for the ISS pass, times and link on the email edition of the broadcast. And that was sourced from the Southgate AR News. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meetings Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. In Tark, Friday coffee sessions, Rocher Lee Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. In Tark, TestNet and TechNet, Wednesday, the 22nd of December. TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday the 12th of January 2022 from 19:30 hours in the NTARC Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 again, Thursday commencing at 9:30 UTC or 20:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.190 MHz upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30pm, live in the club rooms on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz and commences at 6pm ADDST. Events, NTARC, 8th of January 2022. General meeting from 2pm in the Rochalee Club Rooms with afternoon tea to follow. Reist, 30th of January 2022, Reist Open Day from 11am to 3pm. Reist, 6th of February 2022, Annual General Meeting, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11am, followed by BYO Barbecue. NTARC, 9th of February 2022, Annual General Meeting from 7:30pm in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalee Scout Hall, Archer Street in Rochalee. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newest reader is VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Crows Radio Amateur Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres is VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG. UHFCB channel 15 is VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RT in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73's. Season's greetings and stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.